Wow. Alrighty. Didn't see that coming. All right. Another comic reads. It's going to shock everybody. Captain America. Let's see how it is. Captain America. You think you're prepared to see death? Am I willing to be a killer? There it is. Let's see, so, you know, typical Captain America story. Bullied kid, joins the army, gets it, you know, saves the world. This starts off where he's been awake about a week. The Avengers rescued him. The Avengers come and get him, or try to recruit him, but he doesn't want to join the Avengers. He joins the army, back into the army. Kind of interesting take. Not working with the Avengers, just doing special missions for the army. So he's going to face Dr. Doom. Talks to the Fantastic Four, get info on Doom. This is probably one of my favorite parts. He's talking about one of the Fantastic Four has one of his action figures. And, you know, he's was a hero. And Captain America asked if there was a Bucky action figure. And there was. Well, he called him a doll, but not an action figure. So, yeah. Pretty, standard Captain America story. Nothing, crazy yet. It'll be interesting. You know, we'll have to see if he'll... You know, what happens when he faces Dr. Doom for the first time. So yeah, we'll see. Number one, Captain America. Oh, I gotta give it a star system, don't I? Ugh. Really trying not to be biased here. I give it 3.5. It's probably a 4, but I'm gonna give it 3.5. We'll see. Captain America. Issue 1. We'll go from there. All right, we have to balance it out. Godzilla versus Thor. The Godzilla ones aren't as... I don't know if you'd say aren't as... They're not as, like, you know, they're not amazing. They're good. But, you know, it's Godzilla and Thor. So Thor's got to be good, right? There was no warning. No rumbles, nor flashes, not so much as a raindrop. 1 second, the sky was perfectly clear. The next... I love it. Thor shows up finally. The cloud screamed thunder. A hammer fell like lightning, and suddenly there descended a hurricane of godly wrath. The greatest of all the gods, finally. Oh, God. She wasn't happy about Thor beating up on Godzilla, so she went to the collector and got a sliver, the last known sliver of the all black, the Necro Sword, the blade of the core of the God Butcher. It's not good. We'll see what happens here. Oh. Godzilla the God Butcher. Oh, God. Wow. Alrighty. Literally. Wow. Okay. So, literally, Godzilla and Thor kill each other and go to, you know, go to hell. He summons the super storm that he can't even survive. Goes crashing. They go crashing right towards each other. And yeah, the very next page, it's Thor in hell. And then every morning, they're just destined to fight every morning. It's crazy. Every dawn in the land of the dead saw the battle rewind. I'm sorry, renewed. Combat beyond compare, raging until the end of time. Yet what is death? Every Ragnarok is but a new beginning. For stories yet untold. For gods to be reborn and monsters who will never die. Thor. Wow. Didn't see that coming. But that was pretty good. Gonna have to give it 5 stars. That was pretty neat. I don't know. Have you read these two? Let me know. Comment, like, subscribe. Let me know what you thought of these two. Captain America, it's over there. And Godzilla versus Thor. See you next time.